Shabbos Shev 15 Mishnah 2, Yesh Lecha Kesherim. So following on from the last Mishnah, where we said that there's certain types of knots that one would incur liability, right? Torah prohibition to tie these knots, you wouldn't be allowed to do it on Shabbos. But there are other knots, She'ein Chavim Aleim, that one is not liable for them, unlike Gekesha Gemalim Gekesha Hasapanim, unlike the knots we mentioned in the last Mishnah, which were the camel driver knots and the sailor's knots. So those you're not allowed to do. These ones the Mishnah is going to list now, you are allowed to do. And what are they? Examples are Kasheris Isha, the woman may tie the opening of her dress, Miftach Chalukah, sorry, the opening of her dress. So there were two parts to the dress. Apparently they used to tie it together over the shoulder to join the two parts of the dress together. And that kind of knot was made to be done and undone on that day. It wasn't a permanent knot. It wasn't a kind of knot that was like an expert's knot. And that's an example of a knot that one would be allowed to do on Shabbat. So to Vechute Sivacha, also the knot on the cords of like her hair net. That's the same kind of thing. It was done. It was made to be done and undone on that day. Wasn't a particularly a knot that had expertise and was permitted. Bishel psikya, and also the knot of a belt. You know those belts where you've got the two sides and you tie them together in front of you. It's just like a piece of material, really. That's also permitted. Ritzus minal a sandal. Also a certain kind of straps on a shoe or a sandal. Benoides yan v'shemen. Also a leather flask of wine or oil. So they used to tie the top together. But again, it was done in a way that wasn't permanent and also not of particular expertise. Ukadari shalbasa, also a pot of meat. So they used to tie up top the pot of meat in order to close it off, but also wasn't a permanent kind of knot and was therefore permitted. Reb Leizer ben Yaakov Omer, he says, Koshin lifna behemah bishvil shelo teitzah. You can also tie a knot in front of an animal, the gate, in order to stop the animal from escaping. That would also be permitted. Koshin delibas b'psikya, also one may tie a bucket with a belt. So a bucket that goes down into a well, you could tie the bucket there, but only with a belt, because the belt, you need the belt, and you're going to take it off afterwards. But to tie it with a normal rope, that would be a problem. Avalo b'chevel, but not with a normal rope. Reb Yehuda Matir, Reb Yehuda, he permitted with a normal rope, and what he's talking about here is the rope of a weaver, because the weaver needs it for his work, so he held that the weaver was going to come back and collect it, and therefore that wouldn't be a prohibition. Klal Amar Reb Yehuda, this is a general principle. Kol Keshesh Anishil Kayama, any knot which is not durable, Ein Chayavin Alav, one does not incur liability because of it. So the bottom line is the luchas of knots are quite complicated. What knots we are in are not allowed to do on Shabbat. We're a little bit beyond the scope of trying to learn it over here. But it's important, sugi, important thing for people to learn what they can and can't tie. Very, you know, it's very important to master those halachas on Shabbat.